just puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Gordon Goldsborough joins us now with Abandoned Manitoba. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
What are we talking about this week?
Well, way back in my youth, when the earth was still cooling, if one of my friends wanted to contact me, they would do so at Vernon26213. Now, I bet many of our listeners immediately recognize that this was a telephone number at one time here in Winnipeg. So today, we're talking about the gradual evolution of telephone numbers here in Winnipeg.
And wasn't this a suggestion by our very own fair Bruce Layden?
And he had some pretty interesting stories to tell about how he used to make phone calls back in the day.
Oh, tell us more, Bruce.
I don't think the statute has run out yet.
Oh, fair enough.
It involved a payphone.
Oh, my God.
Or two.
And the lack of money being paid.
It was a suggestion. I took it as a suggestion.
But back to the topic. Where do we start, Gordon?
Well, of course, everyone knows that we now have telephone numbers that are 10 digits long. This was made necessary by the increasing number of mobile phones that could no longer be accommodated within the area code 204. So in 2012, a second area code, 431, was introduced. And as of October of 2022, and I didn't know this, in fact, the Manitoba has a third area code now, 584. Luckily, those of us using smartphones don't have to remember long numbers because, well, the phone remembers them for you. You just push a button and it dials the number. But I was curious how much telephone numbers had lengthened through the years. So, Nadia, can you guess how many digits were in a phone number when the first phone appeared in Winnipeg back in 1878?
Five?
You're off by five.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, it was a trick question. There were no telephone numbers at that time. Telephone users were identified by name. You know, so if you wanted to make a call, you would pick up the handset and you'd tell the operator, I want to speak to Nadia Kidwai. And they would connect you. Of course, this meant that the operator had to have a directory of all telephone users. The first phone directory for Winnipeg, published in 1881, listed just 42 people. 42 phones at that time.
Now, that number must have increased rapidly because, I mean, wasn't that time period when Winnipeg began to boom?
Oh, absolutely. 1881 was when Winnipeg really began to increase in size. And of course, lots more phones were added as a result. So you jump forward to 1908. When telephones were taken over by the provincial government, there were 14,000 of them. So in just a matter of, 20-something years, you go from 42 to 14,000. Well, that increase necessitated the construction of additional exchanges to host the growing volume of phone calls. The downtown area had two exchanges, and they were called Main and Gary as of 1908. The Fort Rouge area got its own exchange in 1908, too. Sherbrooke was added in 1909, St. John's in 1911, St. James in 1916, Norwood in 1918, Elmwood in River Heights in 1929, and Transcona in 1930. So it illustrates kind of the growing number of phones that had to be accommodated.
How would someone make a phone call to a person in a different exchange?
Well, let's say it's early 1920. You're in downtown Winnipeg and you want to call a person in St. James. You pick up the handset and tell the operator which exchange you wish to call, and they transfer you to an operator in that exchange. You tell that operator to whom you wish to call. In other words, phone calling was an entirely manual process, but it was just about to change because at midnight on the 19th of June 1920, the Main, Gary, and Norwood exchanges were switched over to automated service. Henceforth, people in these three exchanges no longer needed to talk to an operator when they picked up the handset. Well, instead, there was a second or so lapse, and then they would hear a low clicking tone. Well, we say that, of course, today is the dial tone, and that indicated that the system was waiting for them to dial a number. The entire city became automated by August of 1926, and in fact, a little-known fact that maybe listeners don't know, Winnipeg was the first large city in Canada to have a fully automated phone service.
Hmm. Was the mechanism for dialing the first automated phones the same as kind of dial phones that came later on?
Somewhat, but with significant differences. The first automated phones in Winnipeg had a circular dial, just like later phones, and it had the numbers 1 to 9, followed by 0, also like later phones, around the dial circumference. Numbers 2 through 9 were accompanied by letters, but not the way we got used to them. They were the letters A, B, F, J, K, L, N, and R. In other words, not the full alphabet, and that represented the 8 exchanges in the city. So, for example, the letter B, or the number 3, in other words, was for Sherbrooke. K, or the number 6, was for St. James. You dialed the same way as later dial phones. In other words, you'd put your finger in a little socket and turn it counterclockwise, and then it would click to make the number. So if, for example, you were dialing, let's say, 4 digits, 3123, what that meant was you were calling telephone number 123 in the Sherbrooke exchange, because Sherbrooke was 3123. And telephone numbers couldn't begin with 0 or 1, well, because, well, dialing 0, for example, connected you to the operator.
So if there were 3 digits in each exchange, this meant there were a maximum of 999 numbers. Is that right?
That's right. But as demand for telephones increased, well, the number of digits in a telephone number had to increase too somehow. So by 1926, a Winnipeg phone number could have 3 or 4 digits after the exchange letter. But by 1927, the use of the prefix letters was abandoned. In other words, you know, that system of having to know which letter corresponded to which phone exchange, it wasn't intuitive. You'd had to look in a directory to figure that out. Well, that was abandoned too. And they banned it and favored a system with 5 digits in which there were 2 numbers for the exchange, then a space or a dash, then 3 digits, 5 numbers altogether. And this system continued into the early 1950s, so quite a lengthy period of time. By 1953, there were 4 digits after the dash, meaning that a full telephone number had 6 digits. It's getting really kind of confusing because, you know, how many digits, how many years, you know, what year and so on. The next big change occurred in July of 1956, and that's when phone numbers increased to 7 digits. And I think that's the system that most of us are most familiar with because it persisted then for several decades. The rotary dial on the phones, well, it had a different system of lettering that, again, I think we're mostly familiar with. So there would be like the letters A, B, C for number 2, D, E, F for number 3, and so on. And this is where the prefix names were introduced, like the one in my childhood, Vernon 2, 6213.
Okay, so what does that actually mean?
Well, it was simply a system to make phone numbers more easily remembered. You know, but if one preferred, you could still use a 7-digit number. So in my case, the V in Vernon stood for 8. You know, that was the 8 on the dial. And the next letter in Vernon, E, stood for 3. So my 7-digit number was 832-6213. And apologies, anyway, by the way, if anybody still has that number and gets a bunch of crank calls now. But that was my phone number in my childhood. I still remember it these many years later. As for why they chose Vernon versus other possible words that represented 8 and 3, well, the Manitoba system actually adopted an international standard that had been developed in the United States where they chose words specifically to avoid misunderstanding when it was spoken. So I guess Vernon somehow couldn't be confused for other words.
And how long was this system, the prefix names, used?
Not very long, at least not officially. So through the mid-1960s, if you look in the phone book, you would see that some places had a name before the numbers and others were just all numbers. By 1968, that had been abandoned. Every single number in the phone book was just numbers. In other words, by that point, they had pretty much gone away from the system. But because you could convert letters to numbers, you know, a lot of people, well, including my family, continued to use Vernon for quite a lot of years later. And that's why I remember it. Even though the system was abandoned when I was still pretty young, I still remember into my teens, really, that we still used Vernon 2 as the beginning of our phone number.
Now, earlier you mentioned that phone numbers could not start with 0 or 1, and 0 was for the operator. A number starting with 1 meant a long-distance call, right?
That's correct, but only for making a long-distance call yourself. Originally, if you wanted to phone somebody outside of your immediate area, you dialed 0 to have the operator assist you in making that call. This changed in June of 1964, when it became possible to make a long-distance call in North America yourself. You dialed 1, and then a three-digit area code, and then the phone number. Of course, that's the familiar system we use today. And it was known as direct distance dialing, or DDD service. To prepare for DDD dialing, Manitoba had introduced its 204 area code in December of 1963. But the introduction of DDD did cause a problem here in Winnipeg.
What was the problem?
Well, for many years prior to 1963, Winnipeg had had three-digit numbers for special services that began with one. So, for example, directory assistance was 113, and repairs to your phone, you could schedule those at 114. Well, they had to change because they began with the number 1, which was now reserved for dialing a long-distance call. So in June of 1964, 113 became 411. And of course, everybody remembers that now because we've used it so many years. And 114 became 611, and likewise, we've used that one. But there was one three-digit number that did not change, and that was the one for requesting fire, police, and ambulance services. It was the number 999, introduced in June of 1959 to the Greater Winnipeg area. And here's another first. Winnipeg was the first city in North America to have this single number for emergency services.
So 999 is what we use in the UK for emergency services. And I never realized that it used to be 999 because obviously now it's 911.
And in fact, we adopted the system used in the UK. So we were the first city in North America to have it. But yes, we weren't the first city overall because the Brits had had it many years before us.
So then when did it later change to 911?
Well, there was a lot of other cities that were adopting a similar system of a single emergency number. But the consensus of those cities favored 911. And what I've heard is that, you know, when you dial the first number, the 9, you have to dial all the way around. Well, then if you had to dial another 9, you had to all the way around again. But of course, if it was an emergency, you wanted to get there fast. So 9, okay, and then 1, 1. Real fast.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really what caused it. So in June of 1975, Winnipeg joined the majority by changing its 999 number to 911. And so there we have it. Winnipeg phone numbers went from having no digits back in 1878 to 10 digits 134 years later. And I suspect there won't be any numbers larger than 10 digits for years to come, if ever. You know, because there's an absolutely huge number of unique combinations that 10 digits can produce. So hopefully no more change. But even if there is, so what? Our phones will take care of it for us. We don't have to worry about it.
I was just getting used to the 431 area code. And I'm surprised. I didn't know myself that there's a new third area code for Manitoba as well. So, Gordon, always learning so much in this segment. Thank you for this.
You're welcome.
What's up for next week?
Well, back in February, we toured the streets of Verdun to discuss its wonderful legacy of buildings from the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Next week, our attention moves to another Manitoba town where there's also a great collection of old buildings, including several that were not there 10 years ago. And if that statement seems to make no sense, tune in next week and all will be revealed.
Thanks, Gordon.
Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.